Hey, hold on, man. B, did you remember, Erica Dixon from Love and Hip Hop ATL? Dog, hey, why I just started thinking about her when she's like, "Who you calling a bitch?"
That's the Scrappy's baby mama, ain't it? Yeah, the one they said looked like Daffy Duck. Yeah.
Man, I need to go here, man. Hey, I don't know, mate. Well, shit, maybe I'm attracted to Daffy Duck because I thought that girl looked good.
See, they just kept posting it on there to say she that's what she looked like. I was like, wow. Okay.
Man, they just mad. They just mad because they do probably want to fuck her.
And look, everybody on TV, like them reality shows, they get it. Everybody got a target on. All the chicks on social media bagging them, like when Megan Thee Stallion came. I don't know what it is with these girls and men be like, oh yeah, she bad. Then here come the posts on social media, like, damn, she a man for real. She got look at her. She got balls for real. I'm like, damn, what y'all trying to do? What's going on?
I think, man, it's just gender wars that's been going on for years, man. Mainly between, at least out loud, between black men and black women. Like, we're gonna talk about it later, but black men and black women hate each other, and nobody really want to talk about
You calling Meg Stallion or somebody like that a man, but you ain't talking about the dude that's actually trying to dress like y'all.
it.
Which
Oh,
I'm
shit.
confused.
But
I
you
ain't
know,
even throwing shots. I'm just saying you can't just like,
but you,
hey, wouldn't that ain't that offending like them too?
well, you know what? I think it go back in the day. Oh yeah, by the way, everybody, welcome to the show, Uptown ET. Y'all know what it is, Low B. Anyway,
Motherfuckers.
I think it go back to the day. Cause I used to see dudes, you know, like when dudes would be talking about, like, what was that, like Young and the Restless, whatever show that was, had like Shamar Moore on there, and people would
Yeah.
be talking about how nice looking he was, and then I would see dudes be like, "He don't want your ass though."
Yeah.
And so now women just get they get back. So instead of them saying like, "Oh, Megan Thee Stallion don't want you," or you know, who else, like Halle Berry, Trina. I know I'm dating myself, naming chicks that ain't really popping right now. But you know, we're like, hey, you know, now instead of them saying that, they just be like, "Oh, that's a man. You gay."
Like randomly, nah, come leave that girl alone. Like half of y'all hot girl summer and half of y'all saying she a man. Like, come on.
Speaking of that hot girl summer shit, I want to know, and ladies, this for y'all, being that Valentine's Day was yesterday, I want to know what happened to all that hot girl summer, real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga went away yesterday. Cause I saw so many posts of people like, I'm not even going to Valentine's Day. I'm Valentine's Day cancel. Fuck love. And I'm like, but why y'all don't keep the same energy? Cause y'all was like, fuck these niggas, we don't need these niggas. I saw one chick, and I didn't know if she was playing or not, but she said she was gonna go outside of random restaurants and just start yelling, "Why are you move on fast to random couples?" Because she said that's how unhappy she was.
You trying to get a shot. That's how people get shot when you playing games when people don't know you.
You know what
You
though,
know.
man, and they be trying to cloud that shit. It's like jokes or whatever. But I think some of these chicks really be meaning that stuff. Just like they be saying like, "Oh, if I don't get a Valentine's Day present, I'm about to start sending screenshots to people's wives."
Really won't smoke.
Dog. Hey, another thing, y'all need to be careful with that screenshot stuff or whatever, because you could not even be doing anything. You could literally just say, "Hey, how you doing?" to somebody, and that be it. And they'll screenshot it and send it over.
Right. Can't even text certain people no more. You just stick with the people you know because they some screenshotting. Because you think you screenshotting to that person, and then that
Boss.
person turn around and be like, "Hey, look." But oh yeah, we changing the narrative on that, and I got you. And then.
Send that screenshot to the wrong person.
Right. Or they be like, or they send it right back to you and then try to play crazy like ain't nothing happened. Like, well, I hope they don't see it.
Dude, I had well, back in the day, I used to work with in an apartment I used to work with. This old dude like did that on the instant message service we got at work. He IM'd a chick. And he was talking about her, but he thought he was IMing somebody else. He was like, she get on my motherfucking nerves, and I'm going to slap the shit out of that bitch. Man, that chick stood up. She was like, you got something to say? You say it to my face. He was like, what you talking about? Then he looked at the screen. He was like, oh, shit.
Hey, I'll be doing that at work sometimes, too, but I don't be talking about nobody. I'll just be like, because sometimes people got the same name, like almost similar. I think I'll be talking up like, oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done it a couple times too. That's why, like, usually if it's like somebody like in my group or something, or like somebody who I don't normally talk to, I only got like three, four people who I actually talk to at work, you know, like all the time, whatever. So I usually be just closing out chats, because sometimes you'll just post some stuff and it could be like real benign, just like, you know, a conversation you and me may be having, and I may accidentally text somebody, send that to somebody else, and they'd be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Right. I'd be just closing out the chats until unless they're going to say something back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what you got to do. Because you know what? But you usually I start off a lot of mine with just like A, and then like most of the time I'd be just see like, ooh, wrong person.
Right. You do that a lot. I met a couple people from out of state that way, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But yeah, so our ladies, y'all need to tell us what happened. Either y'all gonna be hot girls and y'all don't care about dudes, or y'all wanna be loved, which I know that, you know, we are not a monolith and you could be more things than you could be more than one thing, but y'all went real hard on that hot girl shit.
Right. And now y'all Valentine's Day, like I want me a Valentine. No. Right. That's just a day, man. What you fucking care about the day for that much?
You know what, though? That day is so important to women because, and if I'm being honest, if I can be honest, which I don't even know why I asked, because I'm going to be honest. That day is so, it's so important to women because it's just like a birthday or Christmas to them, because they use that day to shit on other people, and sometimes women in their friend group, because it's all just a pissing contest, really, man, when you think about it, because they want to post pictures of being out on dates or whatever at like Morton's or Fleming's or somewhere like that, like the Ruth's Chris, these high-end places. They want to post, you know, like 3 dozen flowers. They want to post like these presents and stuff like that. So it's just, I think they mad because they missing the opportunity to shit on people. Like they feel like everybody else shitting on them.
One day, you still ain't married.
All these chicks is in competition with themselves, dog, and nobody want to say anything about it.
Cause they real emotional and they don't want to admit it. Like, just admit you emotional.
Yeah.
I believe all women are. Yeah. And then the ones that try to hide it, that's when they be having the most problems, because dudes be like, oh, she don't really give a fuck. I'm just going to leave it alone. And she, what she do, come around the corner and give it a fuck. Like, what the fuck happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you can't, you like, I understand everybody have like that person who, you know what I'm saying, you may be like a hard rock to everybody else out there, but then maybe at home you kind of like break down and stuff like that. But, dog, like, just pick a side of the street to stand on.
Right.
At least in public. Shit.
Cause I know my wife get mad with the Valentine's Day thing. I think I could just skip one day. Oh no, all hell will break loose.
I mean, I think it's just like kind of like the thought of it or whatever. Like, at least have like a card or something like that or whatever. Like, I know me and wifey, we alternate like cooking dinner. Like we long abandoned that going out, you know, for Valentine's Day shit.
Be packed.
That's for them new couples.
Did that yesterday. I don't know what. I just ain't been in the mood to cook lately. I need to get back on the grind.
Dog.
I ain't cooked in a minute.
That Schnucks over there by that over there by where you used to work at the old building.
Mm-hmm.
Dog. I went up in that joint. They had some bison steaks, dog. Not ground bison.
Bison steaks?
Bison steaks, dog. Them motherfuckers was like $8.99. It was a single steak, but them motherfuckers was pretty nice size, though.
I'm gonna have to see a Fresh Thyme. Fresh Thyme ain't got them?
You know what, man? I ain't been to Fresh Thyme in so long, and I need to go get that OJ from there.
Damn. Bison steak, man, because I'm like, I'll be eating the bison burgers if a place got them. That's what I'll be eating, because it's the lean meat.
Yeah, I love bison, man. I love if you can't find, I know, you know what Fresh Thyme do have, though? They had these Verde companies called Verde Farms. They got them grass fed steaks, man. I ain't hyping it up or nothing, but you literally can taste the difference.
It is. It's clean. So yeah,
you definitely taste that difference in grass fed.
To y'all non-eating motherfuckers, non-meat-eating motherfuckers, eating these Impossible Burgers, I wish I would go online and read the ingredients before you. Because whenever they say you can't tell the difference, that should throw up a red flag.
Well, did you hear about the dude, and I forget what state it was in, but he had sued, Burger King because his dumb ass thought that they was preparing it like vegan style. I'm like, nah, because me and my wife were saying the same thing. We was like, wait a minute. Like, they cooking them burgers on the same surface they cook all the other meat on.
Not only that, them Impossible Burgers, it's got MSG content in it. The flavor is bad. See? What's the other one, though? It's the Impossible Burger, and then there's another one.
Not Veggie Burger. Damn, I know what you're talking about, too.
It's like the same thing, but they got a different name. That's got different in, they made prepared differently, but that actually tastes like a plant burger.
Shit. I know Whole Food. Beyond Burger.
Beyond Burger. Now, that's the burger, like, y'all motherfuckers need to be eating, but y'all don't like it because it ain't got the actual, like, grill flavor to it. But yeah,
exactly.
I'm telling you, Impossible Burger got MSG content in it. It don't say MSG, but you got to know what's in MSG to figure out what it is. You better stay away from them burgers.
Dude, if you, first of all, I ain't got no sympathy for you if you vegan and you at a fast food joint.
Right. The fuck you doing?
Like, you know ain't nothing there vegan. Like,
you ain't no vegan.
Hey man, I get so damn tired of these damn fake vegans running around this joint, dog.
I get tired of these, what is it, pescatarian motherfuckers, too. I get tired of them, too.
Yeah, man, look, I don't understand why people got to go around blasting their diet. Like, nobody asks you about your specialty diet or anything. Nobody even asks you anything about food. It's just like, you can ask somebody, like, hey, what's up, how you doing today? Man, I'm vegan. Like, what the fuck? Okay, thanks.
Shouldn't vegans, when I think about it, you cutting out all this stuff, shouldn't vegans be like a certain body type?
Vegans are bad people.
Like, you don't look like no vegan. When I hear pescatarian, I'm like, okay, you grilling the fish, but you eating fried fish now. Right. I don't know.
Hey, you know what though?
It's just as bad as meat.
That's just like I had that argument with the dude at work, and he was trying to tell me he was a vegetarian, but he eat fish. And I'm like, so you a pescatarian? He like, nah, fish ain't meat. I'm like, okay, whatever way you want to go ahead, because he ain't the first black person who I heard say it, because I only heard y'all niggas talk this shit. Hey, am I wrong?
Who told him that fish wasn't meat? That's what all I want to know.
Probably some other dumbass nigga. For real.
Hey, somebody need to slap him like Batman be slapping Robin and me. It's me, dumbass.
Get a hold of yourself. Dog, he was trying to argue with me, and then I had to call in somebody who was at, because I pulled up on Google, did a Google search. Can fish be included in a vegetarian diet? Google was like, no, it can't be because, duh, vegetarian diets don't include any kind of animals.
Oh my gosh.
And he was still like, he was still like, nah, man, nah, you entered that in the wrong way. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm an inner you typing in then, stupid motherfucker.
Dude, and I had to have somebody who's been a vegetarian for like 20 years, like real hard body vegetarian. She had to come in there and be like, no, like if you're eating that, like she said, she was like, if you eating fish, then you just a pescatarian. But if you're eating fish, then you're not a vegetarian because fish is a living being. And he told her she was wrong and she didn't know what she was talking about.
Nah, motherfucker, you grown. Just admit
it. I'm like, all right, man. I'm like, all right.
I'm like, you got it. For real, how you working with me?
That's all you got to do. You just got like, man, you got it. You got it, dog.
Something wrong with you,
man.
Somebody slips something in your fish and you just brainwash on the wrong information.
These motherfuckers and these damn diets or whatever, dude. I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, I really feel like they think that having like these specialty diets or just their diet makes them a good person or makes them like somebody better than who they are. Like, dude, you know me. I mean, I haven't eaten pork in, you know, like 15 years, but I don't be going around saying nothing. Like the most I might do is if we out somewhere or something, I see like something like, you know, like some potato skins or something like that or whatever, or something that has like bacon crumbles on it, be like, hey, are those pork bacon crumbles? If so, can you substitute them with turkey bacon crumbles or can you just remove the bacon crumbles altogether?
Like, right, and that's not really a specialty diet. You just cut out of food.
Yeah.
And yeah. People need to research. They need to go see a dietitian for real before they start doing these diets and what their body missing and lacking for you die.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do a diet, especially keto. Y'all motherfuckers, keto is a starter diet, but if you realize it's cutting out way too much carbs and all this stuff, and then you want to go work out, yeah, okay.
Man, I remember when I did that keto, dog, like, I was, number one, because I had that keto flu, and I didn't know what the hell was going on, and people were like, yeah, you need to put, like, some Himalayan salt up in your water. I'm like, okay, cool, because you're missing out on all your electrolytes.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, like you said, man, trying to go work out or whatever on that shit, dog, I was up in there and you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like doing like powerlifting workouts, strongman workouts. I'm up in there. It was a couple times where I'm like literally like right in the middle of like a set, like on bench or deadlift, overhead press, squatting or whatever. And I was getting lightheaded. Like one time, like I deadlift. I got the bar up and like I damn near fell back. Like I damn near passed out on the platform.
Man, you need, if you gonna work out like that, you gotta pick. Some people don't know no better.
But I think it's also just like, and I was guilty of that at that time too, not researching and everything. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, okay, look, I obviously need some kind of carbs. So maybe I can get some carbs that are like, I can surround my carbs around my training. So like, okay, well, because I usually would train in the morning and I don't ever eat before I go to the gym. I normally just eat afterwards. So I'll be like, okay, afterwards, after I finish eating, after I finish working out in the morning, I have like my high glycemic carbs. So I have like a cup of white rice, a few eggs, you know what I'm saying? So that way I'm getting everything. I'm getting my carbs, I'm getting my protein, I'm getting some fats in, I'm getting vitamins.
You got to. I mean, what if you're a person that's got low blood sugar. Mm-hmm. You on a keto diet. You don't even know it. Because you ain't never been on no type of diet before. You never realized you was low blood sugar, but your ass is. And then you on a keto and they cut all this shit out. You about to fucking, you're going to be gone from this earth.
But that's why they always tell you, though, check with your physician before you start any kind of diet and or supplement regime routine. And people don't never listen.
Right, your body might mass produce that stuff and you don't even know. You're just not using it because you think you're looking for a jump starter. I'm like, just go to the gym and just jump start shit.
Exactly. That's going to be the best thing for you. And then on top of that, like even people with like with the keto, whatever, like on the other side of the keto, like you ingesting all this fat and everything. Like you said, you ain't went to go get your blood levels checked. Your damn cholesterol might be way too fucking high. And then you talk about ingesting all this damn fat on top of that. Like, dude, you fucking yourself up even harder.
Right. So I can't do certain diets because my body mass produce certain things and I don't get enough blood sugar or sugar. So it's just like I can't, I gotta stick. I gotta do proportion.
I mean, you gotta account for all that stuff too. Like we saw about with the vegetarians and the vegans and stuff like that. Dog, do you realize how much zinc and calcium and all these other like all your B vitamins or whatever, and even like some other vitamins are coming from red meat? So it's just like, okay, cool. I understand you want to go ahead and try this because, you know, people be talking about some, oh, meat bog you down, meat had this and that. Yeah, because y'all buy bullshit meat.
Yeah, you buying that shit from Target.
Man.
You're not paying attention to what kind of meat you buy.
Dude, I
Yes,
mean, you
research lean meat. You can find it.
know. Like I said, man, that Verde Farms, you can find it. I shouldn't even tell y'all niggas about this because then y'all gonna start buying up all the shit and I ain't gonna be able to get none.
And they
But
ain't gonna do it. They're gonna be like, oh no, I got coupons for this place. Some of
hey, yeah, man, because you know what, man, because that Verde Farms, like you can even get like the like the little medallion, say it's kind of like the filet mignon minus like the bacon wrapped around it. But you can get two of them. They on sale this week at Schnucks. You can get two of them for $7.99.
Dope. Hey, if y'all buy a steak, please don't cook it well done.
Hey,
You
I'm
just
not.
cooked all the good stuff out of it.
Nope.
Hey, this I know this girl I work with, she gonna hate me, but look, she be eating that shit well done. She's like, it still got the flavor, and I'm like, man, that's because they put the A1 sauce. So the A1 sauce to me is all the juice that's cooked out of the steak sauce, and they just put that shit in the bottle and package for all y'all motherfuckers. Cause if you cook the steak right, you don't need no sauce.
You don't. You just like you said, the natural steak juices, and then like whatever seasonings you put on there or whatever, that should be enough.
Hey, taste the A1 sauce and then get a medium rare, medium steak and let it sit on the plate. Look at all that juice coming out. I bet you it tastes the same.
Hey, you be putting that don't know people who used to eating them steaks at Ponderosa.
Right.
Or them
You're still chewing on them bones.
Them steaks. What's that place down off of Grand? Best Steakhouse. Because
Wait.
I only think they even ask you how you want your steak cooked. I think they just be like, okay, you want a steak, cool. And then that steak be fatty.
Right.
It don't even be the good fat either. Like, dog, that fat be like hard and stuff. I'm like, dog, you can't maybe sear this a little bit.
Right. This whole gristle ass shit. Fuck you just gave
Man.
me.
They gave you some depth on the plate.
Fucking crazy. They need to get
Oh
this diet
man.
hard because y'all motherfuckers be crazy out here with this shit. Y'all new
Man.
motherfuckers in this diet. Facebook got y'all on this bullshit. That's what it is. I blame Facebook. Y'all done seen like a meme or something on Facebook and then like, oh shit, I got my Facebook personal training.
Dude,
I better go see a real one.
It's either right. Yeah, stop being cheap and go get you a real personal trainer.
There's personal trainers out here, and some of them on Facebook, they be advertising, like, and they be telling y'all BMIs. Y'all be like, I don't know. Like, they know it for you, Pam, and get right.
Dude,
Please get out here.
my thing is I understand price is important to people and everything, because a lot of people just be being cheap with stuff. But I'm just like, dude, if you just maybe look at your budget and what you spend stuff on, what you spending on and everything, and why you talking about something, oh, it's too expensive to eat healthy, it's too expensive to get a personal trainer. Look at your budget. Like don't go to the nail shop, or if you got to go to the nail shop or whatever, maybe scale back on getting like the crystals or whatever put on your nails or something like that, or getting them designs on there. Cut out, and you don't have to go buy a damn 3-4 bottles of Moscato every week. You can cut that out.
Right,
You ain't gotta be buying your kids cases of sodas. You can go ahead and cut that out. You can get you some of them damn Mios or something.
right. Kids need to drink water anyway. That's why they in school acting crazy. Motherfucking sugar.
That's the most old man shit out of them. That's why
Yeah,
they in school acting crazy, because they can't
them
drink water.
motherfuckers eat water.
the
Running around, you're driving these teachers nuts.
Oh, shit. Oh man. All right, yeah, we did hit that diet pretty hard. We was passionate about that joint.
Right. Because I want to see y'all motherfuckers up here know what y'all talking about, man. No.
Dog, and then when you try to explain it to them, they get mad at you.
I'm like, all right, you got it.
Right, be
That's
trying to
why you
argue.
still look like you look.
Right, be trying to argue with you or whatever. Like, okay, all right, okay. Oh yeah, and by the way, since we talking about food and everything, quick thing, it is not gyro, it's gyro.
Hey, they pronounce it. I don't know. The dude in Chicago pronounced it gyro. I don't know. I hear people say gyro and then it's gyro when you go to the Chicago place spots. They sell
I
us.
only reason why I say it's Euro because every time I've been to a place where, like, people from over there, the Mediterranean people and
Yeah.
everything, I normally hear them say Euro. So I'm like, okay, you got it.
And that's their language, so I
Exactly.
get
So if I'm gonna believe anybody, I'm gonna believe them.
it.
Like, hey man, I mean, hell, like Lil Wayne told y'all, real G's move in silence. So the G's silent apparently.
Lil Wayne. Hey, this
Hey man,
motherfucker was on
that
the
album's
Masked
trash,
Singer.
man.
Man, keep saying he's you heard it?
Yeah, I heard that shit.
Man, people keep saying he on there spitting. I'm like, where?
Nigga, he's spitting on the fucking pop filter.
Right. What is he talking about, man? And tell that motherfucker to cut his dreads off. He losing
I thought I was the only one. I was like, them motherfuckers, like, they hanging on by their hope and a prayer.
He look like he ain't making no money at all to take care of him, so he just don't give a fuck.
He a broke boy.
Like, come on, Lil Wayne. The funeral, yeah, the funeral's for your dad, you done.
I think people,
Your
I
mom's
think,
in a casket.
right. I think people just still hold Wayne at like a high echelon because remember, like in the early 2000s or whatever, like Wayne had that like 2, 3 year run where he was just killing everything. And then the drugs got involved. And yeah, you saw them skills just rapidly fall off.
Right. And dude educated on top of that, so I'm, leave this shit alone, man.
Dude, I got so damn tired of hearing Lil Wayne running around talking about using metaphors for defecating, talking about some,
Oh God.
I'm the shit. I need some toilet paper. I got 10 bathrooms. I can shit all day. I'm like, dude, why you got an obsession with this?
Right.
Man, yeah.
Nothing else could, Nicki Minaj, she dropped a diss record against Meek Mill. So that's all
Dude.
it's called, yikes.
That's another. Oh, ain't that the one where she said something about Rosa Parks on her?
Yeah, get off the bus like Rosa Parks.
Niggas tried to act fake mad and then they forgot all about it like 24 hours later.
Right, you know that was a damn wanted metaphor towards Meek Mill.
You know what though? And I didn't know this, but apparently she accused me, because I ain't listened to the song, but apparently she accused Meek or has been accusing Meek of beating on her, of physically abusing her.
That's what she said. Meek don't look like that. I don't know. I ain't in that relationship. Maybe she
Right.
right.
Right. We don't know, but I, man.
And he really he didn't deny it. He denying the other stuff, so I don't know.
But you know what though? Because this is my problem with Nicki. Because Nicki has made references to people abusing her before, but she ain't never said no name. Because before people was like, oh, she clearly talking about Safari, or oh, she clearly talking about Nas. And she let both of them dudes just get like trash in the media and trash by her crazy fans. And now she wanna come out because she mad at Meek, because Meek don't want her no more. Or he done moved on or something. I don't know. Like, bitch, you married. Why are you still worried about your ex? I have a problem with that if I was her husband.
Well, apparently Meek kept every chance he get, he tweeting about the husband. That's why she made that reference line about Moneybagg Yo. She was like, but when Moneybagg respond, you go, you missing. You ain't say
Okay.
nothing back to him.
Okay, well that and you know what, that might be true, but at the same time though, I think I would tell my wife or whatever, like, baby, he can say whatever he want about me, whatever. If I catch him out here, I'm gonna pull that man to the side and we gonna have us a conversation. It's gonna go how it's gonna go. I don't, because it look crazy, because it look like you got your wife fighting your battles.
Right, cause she the rapper, so she could diss him. She put him all on. She was shit.
Dude.
She been going in on that dude, and we know Safari, like, his dude saw he I hope
Nikki,
he she would have whooped his ass.
man, Nikki sensitive as fuck. She
Don't want to admit, now she coming back out saying she the best rapper. I'm like, didn't you retire?
dude, did you see she posted that she about like her that Yikes song. She posted that she posted that it's the top selling, it's the top streamed single from a female rapper of this decade. I'm like, bitch, the damn decade just started.
Right.
No fucking ESPN stats.
Babe, she probably gonna drop another song. Cardi probably gonna come out.
Yeah,
I don't know what Remy doing.
Cardi definitely coming with an album this year.
Them little white girls love Cardi B, so yeah. They be
Yeah.
listening to it in the fourth grade, the fifth grade.
Yeah.
Cause I'm just like, what you, how you know this song?
Man.
And I'm like, yeah, so they listening to it, they streaming it. Yeah, you done, Nicki. They ain't listening to Nicki. I don't hear them rapping Nicki songs.
Man, that's, I mean, I think Nicki's future is like what Joey is now. She's a media personality. Just do your podcast and say some outlandish shit, and you know, cause the music thing is over for you.
Right. I guess I give, at least she had a run. Unlike the other dude with the radio show. I ain't talking about Joe, talking about the other dude.
Oh, man. You know what? I nah, man. Hey, Gayle King. Gayle King, I know you was talking about, dog. I know you was talking about.
Oh, he got old blind acting. He acted tough. Okay, yeah, Gayle King.
So in case you've been living under a rock, Gayle King, she did an interview with WNBA legend Lisa Leslie, and they got on the topic of Kobe Bryant because Lisa Leslie and Kobe Bryant were friends. And yeah, she was like, hey, basically Gayle said, hey, how do you deal with being his friend, but also, you know, what was that, like 15, 20 years ago when Kobe had that case on him,
Damn,
about
Colorado.
that, yeah, and in Colorado, with the woman accusing him of rape, which he, like, what that case, I think the case was thrown out. I don't even think he even got acquitted because the woman didn't even testify, so he was never charged with anything formally.
She didn't even ask for any money. She didn't get no money out of it, did she?
Well, depending on who you talk to, she probably got some money on under the table, but I mean,
He said he didn't admit that it didn't happen. He said it was consent,
yeah,
which.
he said it was consensual, and she was saying, "No, you raped me." And then even like I think the rape kit even said or whatever, like it was more, it was multiple semens in her, so it wasn't just his semen in her. And then she even said, I believe she said, because I'm not about to look it up because I don't feel like it. But if I recall the case correctly, she even said that like after he raped her, she went, she had sex with somebody else like a few hours later before going to the, before reporting it and going to go get the rape kit.
So that ain't rape to me. Like, you should be traumatized, right? I don't know.
I mean, I would think so. I would think so, but you know, in fairness, you know, I don't believe either one of us have ever been sexually assaulted. So
Yeah.
I think we're probably thinking about it like from like a logical standpoint, but I mean, I don't know. But either way, Gail was
I'm just
question. Go ahead.
like, because you see how women act after it happened. They don't want to be touched. They traumatized and they just like in a corner somewhere, like for most of them. So that's what I'm basing it. Like, you ain't gonna want to have sex with nobody. You damaged right now.
Yeah.
You trying to figure out what's going on, or maybe I guess other women might deal with it by having sex with somebody else to, I don't know.
I mean, I've known and been involved with women who have said that they were sexually assaulted, years ago or whatever. Then they'd be like, "That's, why some people why they're promiscuous now, why they just like so free with their sexuality, because they just like at least I'm controlling who I sleep with at this point." But yeah, so Gail asked Lisa Leslie that, and Lisa Leslie gave her a very diplomatic answer. She didn't go off on her like I'm pretty sure somebody else would have. And she was just like, "You know what? I don't think that really has any place here. I mean, look at all this stuff, after that, unfortunate incident where, he made all these strides or whatever to, help out women's sports and athletics and everything. So I think that he was a changed person." And she was just like, she also said that, "I never saw Kobe act like that." And she's like, "Kobe was never the one who was going around. We'd go out somewhere and he was going around trying to like be on the hunt or on the prowl for women and stuff like that." She was like, "I got NBA friends who act like that, but I've never seen Kobe act like that." Then Gail said, "Well, you wouldn't have seen it, Lisa," and kind of like challenging her. And I think that's where a lot of people had a problem with.
Ooh,
Because if Gail
I
would have
missed
had
that
just
part.
if Gail would have had just asked that question and Lisa would have gave her answer and Gail would have just moved on, I think it would have been cool. But when Gail started kind of like badgering her, like, "Well, you wouldn't have seen it," making a notion just like, "Of course you can't see that he's a monster because you his friend." That's where people kind of like jumped on Gail. Because
Everybody know Kobe that hung around or know he act like that. He didn't come out to come off of the, because that's the only case he had is like cheating and stuff like that. To me, he ain't come off as that type of person. You tell these NBA stars like, "Shit, I got money. I'm finna get some."
I mean, what you? I think the only thing that came off from that case was that Kobe was a snitch. Because remember, he said that same thing. He's like, "I should have did like Shaq did and paid him."
Hey, but Shaq left his phone in there. He got caught. That's how he got caught. Hey, she told us. She said it on her Basketball Wives show how he got caught
Shaq a big goofy, stupid
from
motherfucker.
doing that.
But yeah, man. So subsequently, in the days following that, like, yeah, Gail just been getting fried all over the place. And you know what? And even when specifically with that rant with that Snoop went on, which I know that's what's getting like a lot of attention. But I'm gonna go and say this, dog. You know what? I really didn't have no problem with anything Snoop said until he got to, I want to say it. Can I call the one? Oh, dog head ass bitch. And I was like, okay, this nigga going off the rails. And then when he ended that, when he was like, we gonna get you. I'm like, nigga, like, do you not know how crazy people are sometimes? Like,
Right, he
somebody
went.
might actually be like, okay, let me go get this bitch because Snoop said get her.
Right, you went back to your game banging days.
Dog, I was like, oh no. I was like, oh no, Snoop, don't do
Then he came back and apologized.
it. You know what? But and if he would have had just left it with just like frying her and roasting her or whatever, I would have been cool with it. But when he did all that, I was like, nah, that's a bit too much. But I don't like how Gail now is acting like she's like, public enemy number one. Like, oh my God, I'm so persecuted and stuff like that. Number one, she came out and tried to blame CBS. It's like, oh, well, the network, I'm gonna have a talk with them because they released that, they just cut out that snippet and released it. And they were just trying to get like some social media attention. And I'm like, oh, you mean like how when you did the R. Kelly interview? And you was cool with them releasing that clip where he was jumping up and down and you were like, Robert, Robert.
Robert,
Right.
ride on me.
Right.
I
I'm
like
fighting
you
for my
because
life. Y'all killing me with this shit.
every time I watch, I was like, you know what? This motherfucker spins. It's a new song. He does
But
a that's a song. He need to quit playing, man. Shit.
that's kind of like I see where people come at it with that because it's like, dude, you be okay with these clips getting released when they positive and show you in a good light and people with you, but when you the ass of it, you mad. And then Oprah coming out and being like, crying on the Today Show and talking about she's so traumatized by this. And
I was
like I
like,
said,
"What, bitch? Man, look.
damn.
Yeah. Look. Let me lower my tone.
But hold on. While you gather yourself, let me just say this. I do agree with the fact that it seems like Oprah and Gail do be going extra hard at black men.
Right. But look, man, Kobe.
And his dead, dog.
Like, you got to think who watching this, who got to see this. You not thinking about his wife and his other kids? Like, they feelings? Like, come on, like, the dead this shit, man. They got feelings. They still watching this shit, still hurt. Yeah. Like, come on. Just leave this shit alone. Leave that allegations. That's 10 years ago. Why we, now you want to speak on it? Like 50 Cent said, now you want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Now because, you have a conversation while you go.
Yeah, because you had all the opportunity in the world to ask this man about this shit when he was alive.
Everybody hates you right now because this dude dead and his family watch. They got to see this along with his daughter. You got to be real. Sometimes, man, it ain't like it's time to dead certain shit. It's time to be like, man, that's not going to be right because his family watching. This may hurt. They got to keep seeing this. Now it's all over social media. So, yeah, people going to come after you.
Only thing I'll be saying, and I'll be telling people this, because just like when they do it, I mean, the news does it with regular people, like people get killed or whatever, then they put up like a Facebook picture of them holding a gun or throwing up a gang sign or something. It's just like, but you ain't mentioned the fact that you ain't mentioned the fact that this motherfucker was an honor roll student.
Right. Did they, because they throwing up gangs, so they deserve, do you think people just deserve to die like that? Like, hey, man, okay.
Because the thing about it, the way I look at it is, if we gonna do that, if we're gonna play that game with whenever somebody dies, that we gonna bring up the worst moments in their life, then you would need to do that shit with everybody.
Right.
Like, don't be just picking and choosing or whatever your faves and shit like that. This is like shit, like with Gail or whatever, like one of her co-workers, Charlie Rose, he got put off of that morning show because he was on some Me Too sexual harassment shit. But Gail did an interview about him and she was like, hey, that's still my friend and I think these women lying. So yes.
I just had to say that because that's just kind of crazy.
The white man's ice is over.
I ain't racist, I'm just saying, like.
Nah, man, you racist, what we you covered said. That last show.
Did I? Am I?
Yeah, we covered that last show.
We didn't have a last show. Oh, at least we did.
Yeah, nigga, what? This ain't our first show. Catch up. Nigga say, we ain't have a last show.
Anyways, I ain't racist. But it's just like, man, we can't. We need some equality going on.
Some what?
That's not a word. We just don't play it off. Hey, keep talking. We need to be equal. I'm making up words.
But no, I agree with you though, but it's just like, how equal do we want it? Because you have cases like like Bill Cosby and stuff like that, and people been going on talk. So what about Harvey Weinstein or whatever? Like, I think people for the most part have just accepted that Bill probably did that shit. But they're like, nah, well, Bill did that shit, but so did Harvey. So if Bill got to go to jail, Harvey need to go too. Which they just had to close the arguments of Harvey Weinstein case on Friday. So hopefully we can end that, and all y'all motherfuckers who acting like y'all care about women's rights and their safety can stop acting like that shit when he gets sentenced.
Yeah, right. So is he still using that walker?
Yes, nigga.
Oh, no, you can't walk, sir. I can't do... How can I do these crimes and I can't even walk?
That's the way the motherfuckers be doing when they go to jail. Like, Suge was up in there. Suge and Bill was up in that motherfucker acting like they was blind.
Now, Bill more believable than Suge, but them motherfuckers was crazy. I was like, I can't see.
Matt, but you... But you got issues, you got situations like that. And I think about like the OJ case or whatever, even though, you know, OJ didn't fuck with black people or whatever. And everybody admits now that, yeah, OJ probably did that shit. Hell, even OJ himself admitted that he did it. But when that shit was going on, black people was like, I want him to get off because he black. Because he black, we had just came off the Rodney King stuff and everything. It's just like, nah, dude, we need something on the scoreboard too. If y'all gonna keep on letting all these white people off, then we need some black people to start getting off too. And it's like, go ahead.
The OJ case, man, now that we older, because I think we was
like in grade school.
10 or 11 when that shit happened. Maybe younger than that. But ain't no killer in that case. Did everybody realize that? Like, what? Ain't nobody caught. Like,
oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
That's now. What I'm saying. Like, if OJ got off, then who the fuck was it? None of you. We older. Like, wait a minute.
But you stupid. I mean, but did you see that interview though that OJ did where after he had got out or whatever, and he was, you know, and then he wrote a book too, talking some. If I did it, here's how I would have done it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
glove didn't fit, man. Shut your bitch.
Hey, man, Johnny Cochran wouldn't have got me with that motherfucking defense. I would have ate his ass alive.
The glove didn't fit.
Of course, the motherfucker ain't gonna fit you balling your fucking fist up,
right?
but we gotta be careful when we talk about that equality stuff, whatever. Like, either we want everybody to get off, or we want everybody to get the book thrown at them.
I mean, shit, you deserve it.
Yeah, but also, we got these jury trials or whatever, and it's up to these, you know, these 12 angry men and women who may feel like you deserve it based on, like, their prejudices and stuff like that. So it's kind of, it's a double-edged sword. And I just want people to start thinking about that, because I don't want, you know what I'm saying, like, it's just like, when you young, you think about stuff like, and you see the world in black and white. But then as you get older, you see it's a whole bunch of gray in this world. It's a whole bunch of, I ain't saying I agree, but I understand.
You just gotta figure out what your lane is and try to stay in that motherfucker and out of certain people's way.
Yeah.
Because you know what their intentions are.
That's true. That is true.
So these Hollywood motherfuckers, like these new cats, just getting caught up in it. And they ain't got, so like I said, man, I said it before, some of these dudes need mentors to watch them. I know they grown, but
no, look. I agree with that, because like you said, they being dropped up in these places with all these resources and all this fame and, you know, people throwing, you know, whatever at them. And they don't know how to handle it.
Oh, that's what, like, 50 Cent, he was doing this shit, but he had a mentor. But he was smart, though, and I guess everybody kind of looked past that, what he was doing. He, like, I don't know. Like, how this motherfucker making all this money with power and stuff win a case to not, what was it, child support case or something?
I know he had a case with Tierra Marie.
Not that one. She owed him money. It was a case way before that. He said he don't have no money.
Wait a minute! Oh no, that was the case with Rick Ross' baby mama, because he did that was when him and Ross was like beefing heavy, and 50 Rick Ross' baby mama basically came there and one of 50 boys like bust her down, and it got filmed and then they put it online.
Yeah, he had to pay that motherfucker. Hey, that dude funny, man.
you know what though? He funny until he fuck with, you know, until he like fuck with, you know, somebody you like, or he, I don't know. He just like, because I think a lot of people get distracted by his jokes and stuff, man. It's just like, dude, that ain't cool.
He to a dumb motherfucker, he'll win all day.
Oh man, look, dude, I would never argue with that dude online, because you think that dude busy and he ain't got the time. Like, that nigga be responding to everybody.
Hey, he was on, but I kind of get it now. He on Hot 90s, he was playing. Like, the whole Michael Jackson thing, since we was talking about Gayle King, Oprah, you know, Oprah did like the damn Michael Jackson interview. He was like, I don't know whether that's a jam or touch the kid's butts or something like that. You know, the daughter responded. He talked about that, though.
Yeah,
I saw that. Like, he was like, he got taken out of context because I wrote it. online, but that's not what I meant. It's just the way they put it out in the interview. They had me feeling like, damn, really?
I mean, but that's something that I think all of us kind of like struggle with when it comes to like one of our faves or whatever. And that's why people be like taking it to the point where they like, nah, I got to defend this nigga because, you know, they trying to shit on my man or whatever. And they trying to tell me that I can't enjoy his music no more, which I don't think anybody's saying that. I think R. Kelly is the only person that people have said that about.
Yeah.
But it's like, they trying to tell me I can't enjoy my man music no more or whatever. So what you trying to say? You trying to say I'm a bad person for still liking his music?
Right. And that's what he was saying. He wasn't making fun of Michael. That's what he just never replied back to the girl. I guess he's saying because she got mad. He was like, yeah, she took it out of context.
I mean,
you know, the people he really making fun of, like Buck and Ja Rule, for real.
I mean, can you really blame her for taking it out of context or whatever? Because you see this dude always on there talking about somebody.
That's true. And I just be like, man, see, I know people like that. And in my mind, I get where they coming from. They saying they ain't trying to explain what they had to say. But not a lot of people catch on.
Yeah,
they gonna take it literal.
But that's also the thing. Like you just brought up a good point. If somebody, you know, if you know this person, and you know how they get down, how they give it up. But let's say y'all out somewhere, or it's a new person coming along with y'all, and they ain't never met this person, and they just start, you know, trying to do all this shit with them, and then the issue pop off. Can you really blame that person? Because it's like, dog, you don't fucking know me. Like, don't play with me like that.
No, that's why I check with them people first. But like I explain myself sometimes, even though I don't like it. But like, look, I was joking. It's not what I meant. Yeah. That's the end.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just this type of person.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. Yeah. I'm just like, you know, you either talk to me or don't.
Oh, yeah, and another thing, too, so we were talking about 50 Cent. I didn't know that 50 Cent and DJ Khaled had a beef, and I need to go down the YouTube wormhole to figure out what happened between them two.
Yeah, I got to do that shit, too. Even though I watched both interviews, they asked him the similar questions. They was trying to touch on French Montana. He was like, I ain't never say none of that. That dude crazy.
Yeah, he was talking about French being a cokehead and stuff like that, and...
Yeah, he saw. I just saw I was gonna punch him. He never said that. That's what he was saying. I was like, I guess I ain't never seen nothing about him saying. The first time I heard it was French Montana interview saying he was gonna 50 Cent was gonna punch him or punch him in the face.
But that's the thing. That's the thing about it though, man. He get these dudes to incriminate themselves. He get these dudes so worked up, and then they start talking about him, and then he be like, okay, cool. Now I'm about to go ahead and go in on you.
And then French Montana fucked up. This is where he said 50 Cent had to buy his own star on the thing. And 50 was like, everybody had to buy their star to put it there for that place.
Yeah.
God, that's what everybody kept saying. It was like, but what the fuck is French Montana? Yeah, French Montana was going
overboard. I didn't know that people had to do that until, you know, I went on and did like some research. I was like, damn, that for real?
Yeah, so I'm like, damn, he got French Montana out here looking stupid.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of people probably didn't even know that either until 50 said something. And then a lot of people just like, whoever the hot hand is, they just like, yeah, dog, 50 said French line on him.
Right. Hey, 50 was like, and see, now I got to do interviews like this because now they're raising questions. So I got to do these interviews. Yeah, he was talking about P. Diddy. He was like, he had no beef with P. Diddy. He wrote the songs for P. Diddy before. He got it. P. Diddy's son is on, is going to be on, I guess it's Power Book 2.
Is he going to be on that? Is he going to be on the other show that's on ABC that just premiered that for life?
And maybe it's that one. I forgot he got that. And then he brought up Taraji. He was like, I was only doing it because I wanted her to sign the contract to get on my show. And he was like, she was on that Tip podcast talking about it. And at the same time, Tip gonna be on the show. That's what I'm saying. Like, but now her show canceled. She ain't got nothing.
Well.
I mean, show why.
I was gonna say, well, she.
Like, we should know she gonna do the movies, but like her face every day or every week.
I think Taraji could be in it because Taraji was in the show before that. Like, Taraji works or whatever, but it's just, again, it's about controlling the narrative, and I know how that go. 50, the funny guy, he the comedian or whatever, so it's just like, it's just, it's literally just like arguing with a comedian when they on stage. You ain't gonna win. That's why it's just best just to shut the fuck up and let that nigga just stop talking about you. Let him find somebody else to talk about.
Right. He had to apologize to Tori. Wait, what's her name? Narati? I can't pronounce her name.
Notori Naughton.
Yeah, because you know he talked about her weed. So she looked like, he was like, I didn't make the meme. I just reposted it.
But
don't be thinking that shit.
At the same time, I know it's funny, dog, because I laugh too. But at the same time, you got to be careful because, like, hell, we get mad at Trump for reposting shit.
Right? He was like, "You just gotta know who I am." Sometimes he was like, "I ain't got time for all that," but I had to. He was like, "I made her more famous after that. Nobody knew who she really was." So you ignorant dog.
See, but you know what though? He funny to niggas who like ignorant shit like us.
Yeah, I was like, this is some shit I would probably do.
He funny to people. Yeah, he funny people who like ignorant shit like us or whatever. But I just be worried, man. Like, okay, dog. Somebody gonna get mad about this shit, and then they gonna sue your ass or something. Which I know he just gonna say he bankrupt, and then go and do another damn Instagram live video where he got like $20 million in a refrigerator.
Right. Hey, you know they asked him about Nick Cannon, though. I know you know that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I saw the whole Breakfast Club interview.
You think he for real told him not to respond? I kind of believe that.
I believe he did too. Ain't nothing there. I believe he did too. Just like I said about him with 50 or whatever. Like, dude, if you don't respond to this dude, you don't give him any kind of credence. That's why he be saying all this outlandish shit, because he wants you to respond. He know if you don't respond, then he ain't got no material.
And not since M.A. responding, Nick Cannon said that song was about 50 Cent. I used to look up to you. Like, damn. He was like, he called that dude corny. I'm glad somebody said something. Charlamagne, I thought that was his man, because, you know, he was defending him about him being a black belt and all that stuff. He was like, he's just a good businessman, but you know he corny. You ain't defend the fact that he's not corny.
Dude, Charlamagne, Charlamagne, he just... He'll go against his own mama if the person's sitting right there next to him.
And you know what's funny? 50 actually had a bar on that interview. He said, it ain't like we listen to Nick Cannon songs and go, ooh, bars. Right. I'm like, that's sad. That's better than anything this motherfucker ever wrote.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And hopefully he stopped doing interviews with Vlad, man. Because I'm like, either... Don't act like he's some kind of gangster or something like that.
Dude, I don't respect all these pro-black people going on and doing interviews with Vlad or whatever, and they know how Vlad be playing black people.
Right.
Vlad has played black people for years or whatever, and then all these pro-black people, these hoteps or whatever, going on there doing interviews with this old slimy snake motherfucker. Like, I don't respect that shit.
Right. Shit. Antonio Brown was on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I ain't really got that much to
or
say.
Hot 97.
Yeah, he was on both. He was on Breakfast Club, man. I saw the Breakfast Club interview. Well, not even all of it, because dude was just, I don't know. Dude was on there acting like a little timid child to me. I mean, I ain't really got nothing to add to that one.
I don't know. He was just like, I'm just a public figure, man. You know, they always after me, man. Like,
nigga.
Get up. Come on.
Nigga.
I'm from Liberty City. I'm a hero out here, man. I'm just a public figure.
Nobody's after you, dog. You did this to yourself. Like, that's my problem with these cats like him. You a grown man. Accept the fact that you fucked up. Don't be talking about some, oh man, they just be hating on me and shit like that. No, nigga, you the one who put yourself in that position.
Shit, that's I was listening to it. I'm like, I kind of believe the little case he had, but
shit, I don't believe nothing.
After that, he was out here wilding out, man. But look, you know people be screenshotting, so watch what you text. And I don't even text certain people no more because I'll just be like, you just a grimy motherfucker. Because you telling some that and it's just coming back. Somebody else telling your business. I'm like, hey, somebody watching somebody back. So they know you up to something. You up to no good. So, yeah. Warning. to watch who you just be talking to.
Right. See, we got two more. No, you cool. We got two more topics I want to hit before I get up out of here. But so the Birds of Prey movie, that motherfucker tanked.
I heard. I still want to watch it. I don't know if I want to go to the theaters now. I just wait to rent it.
You know what? I'm probably still gonna go to the theaters and watch it. But they also had some issues with the naming of the movie because I think that title, that long ass title, The Immaculate Emancipation of Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey or something like that or whatever, it confused so many people. And then to the point where they a lot of these movie theaters just went back and changed the movie to Birds of Prey. Now, granted, I'm gonna go ahead and say this or whatever. Shout out to my man Will. I'm gonna say this, dog. That movie looked like hot, pure trash from the previews, but I'm still gonna go see it because I see all these damn movies. But that movie looked like hot trash off the preview, and I'm not saying that because it was an all female cast.
Hey, it's got a Juicy Smollett sister in it too. I didn't even realize it until somebody pointed it out. I was like, that was her.
Yeah, Journey Smollett, dog. That's my boo boo.
Yeah, if y'all don't know who Juicy Smollett is, you need to watch the David Chappelle, his last stand up. That's a French dude who got beat up at nighttime in Chicago with people wearing MAGA hats.
He a French dude now.
2:30 a.m. at nighttime in Chicago.
He was gonna go get some Subway.
I don't know the white people. Do y'all roam Chicago at 2:30 a.m. at night at the party he was at? I don't believe that.
I mean, they already said it was a lie.
Right. I'm just, y'all need to watch the David Chappelle skit. But hey, what's her name again? Because she got a weird ass name too.
Journey Smollett, but it's spelled J-U-N-R-E-E.
See, I was saying it wrong the whole time. I was trying to pronounce that bug like it was spelled. Hey, they French though.
Nigga, shut up.
No, she play a Black Canary in that movie. And she look kind of off though. She got the cigarette on the air. I saw one clip. I was like, damn, what they did to Black Canary?
But you know what though? That's how they did Black Canary, like they had that one incarnation of the comics. I don't know if it was, I mean, she wasn't black, but I don't know if it was New 52. It was something where they did kind of like make her a little bit more hardcore.
Gotcha. I'm kind of glad we passed the whole color the comic book character is these days. I guess people gave up on that fight or they just don't know who they are.
You know what? Yeah, they don't know who they are because I guarantee you, what's my man who played on Atlanta and he got that movie out now with Issa Rae, Lakeith Stansfield?
Oh, yeah.
I think he would make a great Joker. But I know motherfuckers will have a goddamn fit if they have it. If his ass go up on and put some damn white makeup on, they'd be like, oh, but white face is cool.
Look, man, hey, that dude a clown on ATL. Yeah, he can play the Joker. He wanted to play the Joker.
Dude, he would be an amazing Joker. You know what?
TV show or some shit.
Hell, I know, even though I know that, hell, he could play the Riddler. Man, it's so many comic book characters he could play, but you know, I know they don't really want to do it.
That dude, yeah, like in Get Out, he had that whole persona going on. Yeah, he could do it, and they won't let him.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of race-bended roles, you know they're doing another Tupac movie, and Tupac is going to be played by a Mexican.
So, in the Birds of Prey, how you say his name? The OP1 dude, Ewan McGregor?
Yeah, you and McGregor.
He played Black Mass. Apparently, he flamboyant. I'm just gonna see it. Fuck it, man. I see what it's about. I ain't even. I'll judge it, I guess, when I see it. They didn't change the name because people said it wasn't a Birds of Prey movie. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers don't even know what Birds of Prey is.
But Black Mass, they have been kind of trying to make him flamboyant in the comics though recently. He kind of reminds me of like DC's version of Mr. Sinister. Because, you know, Mr. Sinister on comic books, even on the TV show, flamboyant as hell.
Like, what happened to the hardcore shit? You out here, like, dancing, singing? Like, come on, okay. You, like, smiling and shit? You got your mask off? Like, I don't think we ever seen Black Mask without his mask on, have we?
Shit, only in his origin story, because when he first got started, he had like that skull mask, but then he had that fight with Batman, and then that mask became permanently fused to his face.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the dude. I guess I'm gonna see to see if he's tied in Suicide Squad, but
yeah,
I'm excited for the next run of comic book movies, though, especially Captain Marvel 2, if Rogue supposed to be the villain in it.
Okay. I ain't know that. Yeah.
That's what they keep saying. We'll see.
They got to find a way to introduce the X-Men in some way.
I think that's what's going to kick off X-Men versus Avengers, because they're going to side up with Rogue, because Avengers probably going to be after her ass. The Avengers probably going to be through, though. If she take Captain Marvel, is she the true Rogue? It's a wrap for them.
But that's how Rogue got her powers, though, because she took Captain Marvel. She did a heavy drain on her.
She put her in a coma.
Yeah. So you gonna ask me what I think about something? I'm sorry.
Oh, the Batman.
Like
y'all like to do the backflip and stuff. I just call these motherfuckers by their names.
The Batman, that costume, that screen test. First of all, man, I saw a motherfucker in the group who was just like hated it. And I'm like, dog, really? You hate just from like, he's like, this movie gonna be trash. I'm like, dog, it ain't no trailer. It's literally just pictures.
That's what I said. I said, me personally, I could barely see it. I'm gonna wait for the trailer before I speak on it.
And then people are talking about why he looks so thin and blah 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 and stuff like that. Dog, it is a screen test picture.
Know what the movie about.
Exactly. They haven't even started, they just doing screen testing. They haven't even actually filmed the movie yet. Like they still doing scouting and stuff like that. They haven't really started like hardcore filming it yet. He still got time to put some muscle on. And y'all acting like they can't just add some padding to the suit.
Right. He in a red room, so obviously, I mean, they didn't add the special effects to him or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like they usually do.
But then even on top of that, the director, who is it, Matt Reeves?
Yeah.
So
Matt Reeves. I can't remember his last name.
Yeah. So Matt Reeves has came out multiple times and said that this is going to be a detective story. So whereas before with Ben Affleck's Batman, of course you had he was all bigged and bulked up and shit because he was out there fighting people. He was fucking people up. This Batman is going to be more psychological.
Which the comic books are, these motherfuckers read.
Oh man, but you know, but I mean, I'm excited for it. Well, I mean, number one, because Batman is my favorite character. Two, it's a fresh take on Batman. Like, we've never seen Batman actually use his detective skills, even in the Christian Bale movies.
Christian Bale was just like, I think Morgan Freeman ran that movie more than he did.
Yep.
Lucius.
But you know, I was going to tell you something about the comics, but you probably ain't up to
that. I got a stack all in the mail.
Are you still reading City of Bane?
Yeah, I'm done with City of Bane.
You done with it?
No, I'm not nowhere near City of Bane. I'm at the wedding.
Oh shit. Okay.
Because I gotta read No Justice first. And then I gotta read The Flash or I'm behind. I told you I was behind.
Damn, nigga, I want to talk to you about what they doing in Batman. Shit. All right.
I'm going to try to catch up as much as possible reading, but it's hard right now because I ain't working that type of job where I can just sit and just read because I'm ignoring motherfuckers on the phone.
Oh yeah, speaking of jobs, dog, I'm probably it's looking pretty positive that I'm gonna be moving, getting my George Jefferson on again. Probably they said an official offer letter to expect one sometime this coming week.
Same company.
Just a different location.
What location?
Nigga, the one close, the one. Well, shoot. I don't want to tell motherfucker exactly. Not the one that's not the one that me and you used to work at, like when you first started. But the other one that's over by, like, the gambling spot and everything.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Revere.
nigga. Machine over there.
Oh, I'm tripping. I'm tripping. I'm tripping. Oh, one of these chicks I used to work with, she heading there too. She finally escaped the jungle.
So I told yeah. So we was I did the interview, and dude even told me, dude was like, man, I think you'd be a perfect fit for the job. But he was like, I want to do my due diligence and talk to some more people and see if I need to talk to any more interview any more people. Then followed it up by telling me, but yeah, I'm going to Mexico next week, so I'll probably talk to you the week after that. And he talked to me. He talked to me this past weekend. He was like, hey. He was like, yeah, I just want to ask you a couple questions, a couple more questions or whatever. He just asked me about like what I was looking for in terms of salary and everything. And I told him, because I'm looking for like a 20% hike in salary. And I gave him the number and he was like, okay, we in the same ballpark. So hey,
Okay.
I'm like, all right then.
Is it a spot you could put motherfuckers
I'm trying to see about that because I will be in a senior position and they are gonna bring some other people on, but I don't know if the people gonna report to me or not or how that's gonna work because they still trying to figure it out because they doing some reshuffling of the department. But
Gotcha. You'll be moving to next March or no, February, no, November.
If I can, you already know. You already know the first call.
Yeah, because they was weird with the supervisor position at this department. I was like, they was looking for somebody with supervisor that's already a supervisor, pretty much. I was like, oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. But I'm sorry, shit, back to Batman. Oh, and another thing the people had a problem with the costume was, and I'm like, dude, y'all motherfuckers get on my nerves because when they released a screen test for Ben Affleck standing next to that Batmobile, y'all was trashing that costume. Why the fucking bat symbol so damn big? He got small ass ears.
Because the Batman usually had don't nobody like them long ear Batman don't what it was Tim Burton who did that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Tim
And then
Burton that though.
the 1930s Batman had that. He also
Yeah.
had the Mickey Mouse gloves too.
But
I
yeah.
remember
But see, that was my thing.
my
I'm like, I was like, dude, if you actually read the damn books, he looks just like the Frank Miller version of Batman.
Right. But they not hip. They don't read the books.
Dude,
That's what
and
me. That's
then
why I stopped responding sometimes to that group.
but that's what kind of brings me to Robert Pattinson's Batman. That motherfucker looked like the Elseworld Batman or the Gotham by Gaslight Batman.
Yeah, exactly. And the suit ain't been CGI. I know they was talking about the symbol, the emblem on the suit. I'm like, well, shit, it
Did
ain't CGI'd yet. We don't know what the suit actually look like.
didn't they say that symbol was like the gun that killed his parents or something like that?
That'd be dope if it was. That's something new.
But you know what though? If they do it, you already know these motherfuckers gonna start talking they shit or whatever. Batman doesn't use guns. Like, okay, maybe he don't use a gun. Like, dude, do it even matter? Like, Batman ain't a real fucking person. He can use a gun if he want to.
He was killing motherfuckers in that Batman versus Superman.
Dude, he was killing motherfuckers all the way back in the first Tim Burton Batman, like when he was pushing motherfuckers in ditches and shit, and then shit was blowing up. What the fuck you think was happening?
Right. He was killing people.
Like, people act so damn stupid or whatever with these damn narratives with comic book movies, and I'm like, just sit your ass down and enjoy the motherfucker.
He was killing people in Arkham Knight, the video game.
Yes.
Because Nick. He was possessed. Yeah. I mean, if y'all ain't playing, I don't want to ruin it.
Dude, even with that, even with that or whatever, it's just kind of like, even if he ain't killing people, this motherfucker taking people and hanging them upside down off of rooftops, that's like some terrorist shit.
Torture.
Like, Batman is not a good person.
Oh, but we still like that motherfucker because he's just a gangster with it.
Exactly.
He's so like a mild version of Dexter.
Dude, Batman, if these motherfuckers bother reading, Batman did a, you know, he kept motherfucking secret files on all his quote unquote friends and teammates just in case they go crazy and he got to take them down. What kind of friend do some shit like that?
But think about it though, because it has happened where they can be controlled.
Yeah, exactly. But
Batman also told the Green Lantern, he was like, if I had the will to take this ring off of you, who else can?
But also, you know what? I agree with you on that. But also, them plans wasn't closely guarded enough, and somebody got a hold of them.
Mm-hmm. Somebody close to him.
And then they start taking that motherfucker even had some shit up in there to take him down. So he like, yeah, I know I can be controlled too.
That's how Arkham Knight, not Arkham Knight. Well, Arkham Knight and what's her name? Kane. Got a hold of that stuff and created the army of Batman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her dad.
Yeah,
man. So I'm just like, dude, y'all do this every damn time. And I know I've been guilty of it. I don't know if you have too. I remember when they first released that stuff for Captain Marvel, the screen test for her. And then she had on that suit that was a different color. And we was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I did, and then again, I was just like, I don't know, I don't really read Captain Marvel, so let's wait.
Yeah, but you have to do that or whatever, and I'm like, dog, just, how about we just wait till the finished product or whatever, then we decide, or at least wait till the first trailer, and then maybe we can decide if it's trash.
And then what they did was troll everybody with the colors, when she was switching the colors of the suit.
Yep.
I don't know if they caught on to that.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Dang. People, man, I ain't making fun of it no more. They said it looked like Daredevil. I'm like, oh, maybe the background red or something, but everybody with a mask on gonna look like Daredevil. Maybe Daredevil look like Batman.
Well, shit. Hey, they ain't ready to talk about that. they ain't ready to talk about that. But my thing is, or whatever, and that's why I try to stay away from that group. And I thought I had left that group, but I'm like, dog, okay, here y'all go with this shit. This the worst shit ever. But let that have a Marvel or Disney logo on there. And I know y'all say that we do the same thing, but
nah, dog. Watch the motherfucking movies. We don't come on there in the post and be like, this movie was trash. Like Spider-Man Far From Home. I waited till after I saw that movie to say it was trash.
Man. But you know what, though? It was trash because, to me, it did not have a beast-ass villain. Because they set the bar way high with Keaton in that first one.
Right. And he was getting beat up by damn fucking robots. And then I was like, where was his Peter Tingle at? To realize that they weren't real.
His Spidey sense?
Yeah.
His Peter Tingle, that shit sound nasty.
That's what they called it. That's the Disney version, man. They did Disney-fied that shit. You can't go back. That's what the Black Panther movie, you can't go backwards. You can't have some dope-ass fight scenes in Civil War and then being your own movie getting beat up.
Dog, he was getting, man, Killmonger was fucking him up, man.
Where the fight scenes at, man? And why are we going backwards with Spider-Man? Like, they went backwards with Spider-Man. They took away the fight scenes from Black Panther, and it was just, like, a mess. Like, Peter Parker knew how to fight in the damn Civil War movie.
But I keep on saying this. With a lot of these characters, when you think about it, it's only certain heroes who they will make or break the movie. With a lot of these characters like Spider-Man, like Black Panther, you know what I'm saying? is mainly just like their adversaries. If they got a good adversary in the movie is at least gonna be decent. Like Michael B. Jordan was good in Killmonger. I actually thought they should have gave him more screen time. I think they should have gave Claw a little bit more screen time.
Hey, was it Michael B. Jordan was in the movie for like a total of 5 minutes?
Dude, it was so mad. I'm like, dog, y'all should have got him on. Like that dude was, did he die at the end of that?
Yeah, man.
Oh, they killed him for real? I know they killed Killmonger off. I mean Claw off, but they killed Michael B. Jordan too.
Yeah, he stabbed him. Man, or he fell on something. And he was like, just bury me in the sunset. You know, they was on some Mufasa and Scar shit. I don't know. Man, or something. God
damn. Okay, so that's why Michael B. Jordan talking about he wanna play Superman.
Yeah, the was it Cal Zod or something like that, or Zod-El? Yeah. I forget.
Which I honestly think that's what DC Warner Brothers need to go ahead and do. They need to just go with these Elseworlds stories, and then you can always just jerry-rig it some type of way or whatever, and then just have like a crisis event or something in the movies and make everybody come together.
Right, it worked on the TV show, I guess.
Yeah, so you can always just do that or whatever, but just do these Elseworlds stories because they was trying too hard to build the damn universe, and they was trying to just do it. They didn't want to do it organically like Marvel did.
Yeah. So DC was just trying to rush and be like Marvel. I'm like, y'all should just stay at y'all's pace. It's too late for all that.
Dude, if they would have kept on doing it, like with the path that they was on with Man of Steel, Superman, and then if they could have had Batman, they could have had Ben Affleck just do like a solo flick.
Right.
If they would have just give people solo flicks and then maybe just add like some Easter eggs in the movies or whatever for like different, you know, different people and stuff like that, that would have been fine. They was too damn rushed on bringing everybody together, and then like the plot line, it was filled with plot holes and shit. And yeah, I just no. Please stop.
So I guess I stick with these solo movies with Wonder Woman and Suicide Squad or whatever.
Yeah, they're doing another Suicide Squad. I keep on hearing, well, Ezra Miller keep on saying that a Flash movie is coming. He seemed like he all in with that Flash movie.
It said it's supposed to restart the DC universe. It's going to do a Flashpoint.
Okay, well, I can. Oh, you know what? That'd be dope because then they could bring Ben Affleck, theoretically bring him back. But then if they bring him back, though, like they'll have him play Thomas Wayne, and that might confuse some people.
Yeah, I kind of want to see Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Thomas Wayne as Batman.
Yeah, but you know what, though? He would have to bulk up like Ben Affleck did, because that Thomas Wayne Batman was about the same size as, you know, as Ben Affleck's Batman or Frank Miller's Batman.
They would have a female Joker, his mom.
That'd yeah, since yeah, since they're not gonna bring Joaquin Phoenix's Joker to like the main line, the main time stream. So,
they can fucking do it that way to bring him into that world.
You know, I would be okay with them going with the theory that the Joker over the years has changed personalities. That's why nobody know who the hell he is. Because it's been different. He's crazy. Right. It's been different people taking over the role of Joker. So I would, in my mind, I would just go with the fact of, okay, you got the Joker. The Joker always capturing people and torturing and killing them. He captures people, he tortures them, and creates them in his own image. Kind of like what they did with the Return of the Joker on Batman Beyond, where he did that with Tim Drake.
Yeah, because that's what happened at the end of the Batman and Robin Adventures.
Yep. Yeah. He took him and had him trapped somewhere or whatever, and he basically created him in his own image. So
that makes sense for the man that killed, or the Batman that laughs, that he, because he doing it because he got that poison in his breath. So he
and they got that man, breath.
I gotta read this shit because I heard they doing the metal too.
Yeah, they are.
Fuck, man, I gotta catch up because metal ended. Like I had to read the other books along with it.
Yeah. All right, that was it for me. Oh shit, my damn throwback.
Oh yeah,
my throwback dog. It come from rubbing them hands together like Birdman. My throwback comes from Sam Salter.
Okay.
After 12, before 6. After 12, before 6. I want you all up in my mid. Yeah, dog.
We took it back.
Yeah, man. That 90s R&B dog, they was clever about telling you that you was a booty call.
Okay with it back then.
It's, you know what, it ain't what you say, it's how you say it.
Oh, he said it's smooth, girl.
Yeah, dog. Well, I ain't no booty call. He just said that, you know, he got too much time going on, and you know, he get off late and he gotta be in work early. So, you know, he only got so much time to be with me. Hey. But that's my throwback of the week. Well, this ain't even an under radar thing of the week. This is just like a song that I just been like grooving off of lately. That Lil Baby, whoa, that joint, that joint good.
Yeah, hey, I can kick it with him. Lil Baby, he cool.
That Lil Baby, that's another little nigga that got he got a little nice flow, dog.
He just be going. Got a little catchy phrases in there here and there. You like, oh, okay, yeah. Baby be tripping. Baby be doing all that tripping.
Hey man, you know what? I be listening to that whoa dog. I be in the car dancing like Martin.
hey. Shit. I got no throw. Yeah. So my throwback is Dick Tracy with Warren Beatty.
God damn.
Ooh, that joint had Al Pacino, and it was a comic book gangster movie, pretty much.
Al Pacino was in that joint? Story.
Yeah, he was, I think his name was Ratface. I ain't seen that movie in a long time. Madonna was in it. You know, that's a PG movie Madonna was in, and she was naked in that movie. No, wait, she had see-through garment on. They showed everything. And it took all the parents by surprise. Like, wait a minute. You can see her nipples, all that.
Hold the fuck, man. Hold on. I don't remember none of this shit. Oh, damn, you right. I remember it now.
Yeah. Who else was it had the first mumble rapper in it, Mumbles. Dennis what's his name? The dude who played Hook.
Yeah. Let me see.
Steve Mumbles.
Who is it? Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman. Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke was in this damn movie.
Yep.
William Forsythe, Paul Sorvino. God, James Caan. Shit.
Yeah. I think the other dude was Lips in that one from Money Talks, the father.
Mm-hmm.
He been in some shit too.
Yeah, Paul Sorvino. Golly, man, how they get like this, like little they got an all-star cast to do this old goofy shit.
Right.
Nigga, you know what, man? I gotta go back and watch a movie, dog, because you just put me on, because I didn't even realize Al Pacino was even in this movie till you said something.
Right. He played good at it. I was like, it's a gangster movie.
God damn.
But I think, back in the day, like back then, Madonna threw everybody off in that movie. Like the parents took their kids to go see that movie and she naked. PG, the movie rated PG. I don't even think it says nudity in it. I don't care what you say. That see-through joint, you can see it all.
Well, I mean, how come ain't nobody act up then like they did with Janet Jackson and like they did with Jennifer Lopez and Shakira at the Super Bowl?
I don't even want to talk about that. These people tripping because they don't look like that no more.
This motherfucking dude said he was going to sue the NFL for putting on this show. I'm like, you know what? Motherfuckers just can't do nothing now.
Right. Leave these people alone. Let them do what they do.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, y'all motherfuckers better be lucky I ain't famous, because if I was famous and y'all tried to sue me, not only would I get off from that motherfucker, and then I'll just countersue your ass. I'll bankrupt you. Fuck you.
Right.
You're going to be paying me back for the rest of your life. Enjoy living at the homeless shelter, nigga.
Right.
Fuck you for real, dog. That's why I ain't gonna never be famous, dog. Cause motherfucker, no man, man. The universe know how petty I would be with folks.
Let well be, man. Just leave motherfuckers alone. Let them do them. Making fun of a 50-year-old and a 45-year-old dancing on stage, man. Like, what's going on?
Because they got the nerve to be looking good and have taken care of themselves.
And what they was wearing ain't nothing. It wasn't no different than what the cheerleaders had on, right? Come on.
No different, dog. Man, motherfucker, man, it's all these damn snowflakes out here just getting offended about everything.
Whatever.
Just like, dude, are you really offended by that? But that's another thing, though. We're going to talk about on another show. Just because you see some shit online, when you scroll through your feed, don't mean you got to comment on it or act like you fake care about it. You could just scroll
Right.
right past that shit.
I'm gonna look for my video game post like this, the drama
Man,
shit.
you know how much shit I see online or whatever that people post, and I'd be like, what the fuck? And I'd just be like, man, oh well. And I just go on about my day. Like, I'm not about to be online arguing with you, man.
Because that's what they're looking for, argument.
They just want to be contrarians, and they just want to just argue about something.
Them.
Basically. All right. You got any parting words for the good people?
Shit, like we said early in the show, man, watch. Know the person that you texting. Just give them like a little taste of something to see if they screenshot this shit for you. Hey, just watch yourselves,
This nigga, this nigga,
people.
this nigga, this nigga. All right, man. This
If they screenshotters look, say we gotta talk on Snapchat or something. You can't do that.
But they, I mean, well, yeah, you definitely gonna find a day screenshot on Snapchat because Snapchat gonna tell you.
They gonna be afraid to. They might be like, "Oops, accidentally swear." I'm like, "Nah, I was careful."
But I think that I think it, man, just this day and age, whatever, people see and they hear what they want to. And they just they just make up some shit. They just make up some shit in their head. And it's like, it wasn't even like that. What the hell is you talking about?
You almost got to record people like when they talking to you face to face, like it's not even happened.
You know what? But even those people, you and I both know people like that, and they will still be like, oh no, I ain't say that. Or they'll still say they ain't say that, or they'll try and turn around and be like, no, nah, you misunderstood. You ain't understand what I was saying. Or they be like, man, I was just playing with you.
Oh yeah, I was joking. No, there wasn't no joke. Shut your punk
Yeah,
ass.
that wasn't no motherfucking joke. You just weren't expected to be called on that shit.
Right. Yeah, cause I'm not joking back with you because you a screenshotter and I ain't about to participate in it.
You a
Just you to mess
sellout.
for you to mess around and screenshot the lower half and not what you said. Nope. I'm
You
gonna
a
make sure. I'm gonna save it too.
I mean, but hey, man, if we gonna do screenshots, then let's have a screenshot war.
Right. Cause you just said some shit about some other people, and I just like looked out of the way on it. Like, I don't know. Let these bitches complain about it. I don't give a fuck. But as soon as you start screenshot what I'm saying, and it ain't really nothing, oh, I'm finna go back. We about to play this game. I'm like, hey, look, so how I feel.
Yeah, but you know, but you know, if you do that, then you're gonna be wrong.
Shit, I'll be wrong then. I
Motherfuckers
felt how you was wrong too.
don't like getting the taste of their own medicine, dog. I hate that
So
shit.
that's what the wrong person you think you. Nope. Just like if you know that type of person, like you just running your mouth about everything, you should really watch yourself.
I don't even think they even realize, though. I don't think they even realize that they be saying all this stuff until they confront it back with it. And then they be like, damn, I said that. Or they be thinking they talking in a safe space because they talk shit about so many different people to so many other people. And then they be amazed when that shit come back on them.
Yeah, so that really means you talk too much. Mm-hmm. You're an unconscious speaker, I guess. But that's the thing.
Dude, I always go by the vibes in the room, man. If the vibe is off, even if, like, I mean, you've seen it. Me and you could be somewhere and we like talking and shit like that. And then some other people show up and I'm like, nope, this vibe off. I'm shutting up. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Right.
Because this person make it be uncomfortable and they doing a little bit too extra. They ain't even trying to be, they ain't even trying to be shy about the earth hustling.
Like, what y'all guys talk about? Then?
Right.
And like, no.
I ain't talking about shit. Leave me alone.
I ain't saying not a word because I know your type.
My name Wes. I ain't in that mess.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep my name out of it.
Keep my name out your mouth, replace it with a dick or whatever Pimp C said.
Chad.
Chad Butler.
Pimp C. Riding down 85 with me.
Hey, you know him and Sean Paul from the Young Bloods had like a little issue.
I ain't know that.
Yeah, man. Apparently, this was during the time where Pimp C was getting high and stuff all the time, and he would just blurt out stuff, and then the next day be like, "What the hell you talking about? I ain't say that."
Hey, you stay out the sea. Look, stay out the drugs. That person, they been doing too much drugs. You can't talk to them type of people either because they don't be remembering. They didn't mess with you one day. And they come back and like everything cool, and you mad at them. They looking at you like, nah, motherfucker.
Dude, he got on like Atlanta radio or like at a show in Atlanta and said, Sean Paul, yeah, you keep running your mouth, nigga. I'm gonna cut all your fucking hair off and fuck you in the ass with a broomstick.
Damn, he was on good. Because don't know, sober man say some shit like.
Shit, that boy said he gonna fuck him with a broomstick. I was like, what?
See, that's why some people shouldn't watch movies like In Too Deep.
they get some ideas.
Yeah, man. Like you get fucked up and you're like, oh yeah, I'm finna do this to another nigga. That's still gay. You ain't no gangster like that. That's still gay. You just do it because you saw it from the movie. that's rape and that's gay.
I was just about to say before anything, that's rape.
Yeah.
Oh man, shit. Alright, man. I ain't really got nothing to say to y'all, man. Just keep tuning in. We'll holler at y'all. We'll see you when we see you. Peace.
We'll see you. Later, motherfuckers. That's my favorite line. I don't care.
Dokes.